Hundreds of Islamic State fighters and their families have reportedly been allowed to escape the Iraqi city of Raqqa under a secret deal as the former IS stronghold falls to coalition forces. A BBC investigation has found that 250 IS fighters and 3,500 of their family members left under the deal, allegedly brokered with the US-led coalition and the Syrian Democratic Forces. BBC field producer Riam Dalati said witnesses told them that there were many foreign fighters among those leaving Raqqa. He says the fighters left with truckloads of weapons and ammunition. I spoke with Riam Dalati a short time ago about what the BBC investigation uncovered.
The first thing we noticed during the deal that drew some suspicion was that the numbers of IS fighters and the numbers of people who were let out of Raqqa and saved by the SDF didn't really match of what we were hearing about, like up to 5,000 civilians and maybe 400 to 500 IS fighters still holed up in that part of the city. And then there was also kind of a moratorium on when the rumors came out of a deal. Foreign journalists who were covering Raqqa at the time said that they were banned from heading to Raqqa for about 3 or 4 days. That also raised a lot of suspicion for us.
When did this actually happen? When did these ISIS fighters and their families leave? And was it actually part of a coalition deal? Were they actually transported out by coalition vehicles or with coalition support?
Yes, they were transported under coalition supervision. And the coalition-backed Syria Democratic Forces escorted them across the lines, basically. They were transported in rented trailer trucks and buses. The IS fighters and families were also able to take their own personal vehicles and vans.
And were they taking their weapons with them as well?
Oh, yes. They took their personal weapons, but we also found out through the trailer truck drivers that about 10 of those trucks were filled of to the brim with ammunition, lots of like bullets, medium caliber, small caliber, but also lots of mortar rounds as well.
So does this mean then that the Syrian Democratic Forces and the US-led coalition are essentially responsible for allowing IS to continue its insurgency in the region?
Everyone at some point struck a deal with IS in Syria. This certainly wasn't the first time the coalition and the SDF struck a deal with IS. They first struck it in Manbij about maybe 18 months ago, and then at the city of Tabqa around spring last year.
We had US pledges that there would be no foreign fighters allowed to leave. So did they leave with the US's blessing, or is this something that the US did not know about? What did your investigation find?
Well, the coalition still maintains that it did not let foreign fighters leave, but drivers, shopkeepers who interacted with IS fighters while en route, they all assured us that they heard different languages, including French and English, being spoken.
Are you aware of whether there were any Australian foreign fighters involved?
Unfortunately, not really.
Is it your understanding then that the coalition forces were trying to cover up the extent of this?
They certainly tried, banning the press from covering Raqqa for about 4 days while the deal was being concluded, and also covering up the fighters who left on those buses, not being completely forthright. I think that the Raqqa deal was the dirty little secret of the coalition.
And what did the coalition and the Syrian Democratic Forces get out of it?
The Syrian Democratic Forces were fighting really hard to take over Raqqa, but IS were also pushing back hard as well. They were going to lose anyway. But at least this way, the Syrian Democratic Forces were able to save loads of civilians inside Raqqa and their own the lives of their own fighters who were going to die trying to liberate that those few square kilometers left.
So where now have all these fighters, including the foreign fighters, gone?
Well, they first went to their Zor countryside inside Syria, but then it was just a matter of time until the siege scenario plays itself over again. So we've been hearing a lot of confirmed stories about foreigners and foreign families heading towards Idlib with the Turkey borders and trying to make it across. In fact, one of the smugglers who we talked to, who's part of a large network, personally oversaw the smuggling of about 30 foreign families over the past week or so.
BBC field producer Riam Dalati.